Many New York City high schools offer students what they call different houses or academic programs. Radio rookie Jamita Haskell goes to Curtis High School in the St. George neighborhood of Staten Island, where there's an advanced program called the School for International Studies, or SIS. SIS is not so much about international studies as it is about giving select students a more challenging curriculum. Jamita worries that students in mainstream classes are not getting the opportunity to push themselves.
I'm usually doing homework till around midnight because on top of what I get from school, I also get homework from my mom's. I mean, my mother. She'll kill me if I don't speak correctly.
She gave me a whole bunch of hard words and I had to write the definition down. And then she gives me a due date.
Always doing homework, Dad.
My family wants my success more than I do, including my little nephew, Rashawn.
I'm helping Rita.
He tries to help me with my homework late at night, even though he's not supposed to be up. Ever since I started at Curtis High School, my mom and I both felt I wasn't being pushed to the limit. I wasn't feeling the fact that I was being taught what a noun or adjective is at age 15. Let me explain. Basically, at my high school, there are different levels, or tracks. One is called mainstream. That's the one anyone can be in. The others are for kids who get higher grades. One is called SIS, but I always called it Staten Island Stupidity, only because I wasn't in it. Miss Fernandez is the lady who runs the SIS program.
Could you explain what the differences are between the regular mainstream classes and the SIS?
The curriculum is supposed to be more challenging and a little more difficult than the mainstream classes. And they work perhaps a little harder.
I have to admit, that really wasn't me when I was in middle school. I had a 75 average. Nah, no good. Do you remember me, Miss Murphy?
Yes, I do, Jamita.
Mr. Murphy was my favorite assistant principal.
I followed you from the time that you came in the sixth grade, and I graduated you out of the eighth grade.
If I would have showed an initiative to be in any of the honor classes, would I have moved forward?
Well, first of all, you did okay when you were here. And I think if you had shown more initiative, you would have had a shot at getting into an honors class. Sometimes, though, you talk to a child who's 12 or 13 years old and they don't really see the importance of tracking and what they're going to be doing when they get to high school. So sometimes they don't take the initiative, even though it's there, the potential is there.
This is Jay. I'm in front of Curtis High School. And about a year and a half ago, I came here. I was a freshman. I was anxious about being here because I knew by coming to this high school, I was going to reach high.
When I was a freshman in high school, my brother's girlfriend showed me how I could change the ways of my middle school days. She was a senior and she did everything. Track, basketball, class vice president, ROTC. She got noticed. She taught me to look for my challenge, but at Curtis, I was put into mainstream classes, where the challenge was focusing on my work while someone hummed a song they were listening to, or threw a paper at the teacher, or found out what happened on TV last night.
All these kids were being all bad and still getting good grades.
My friend Tashia feels the same way I do.
Like, when you're in mainstream classes, like, teachers don't care, like, if you got it or not. Like, they only teach people that's in the front or something.
My ninth grade history teacher was different. His name is Mr. Arguelles, and he's always like, get to class. We call him a fiend. He's one of the few teachers who looks for potential in all his students.
When you were teaching me, did you see potential in me?
Almost immediately. You worked very hard. Your hand was always up. You were always on time. Your homework was always in, done well.
I felt that I was doing well in my classes, too well. But I just figured that this is where I was put. So this is where I should be. I would just graduate at the top of the bottom. To be honest with you, I never thought that I could be in the higher classes, but Mr. Arguelles proved me wrong. He got me into an SIS history class.
I felt that you would benefit from an environment where such work was the norm. I felt that that was necessary for you. That was a better environment for you.
It was a whole other habitat. I got this teacher, Mr. Buxbaum, who could turn your worst subject into your best one. We got brand new books that crackles when you open them and everything. If there was a debate going on, they raise their hands and say, well, I can understand your opinion, but In mainstream, they'll be shouting about your baby's mother's sister by the time the discussion ends. I was liking Mr. Buxman's class, doing my homework, participating, you know. But just as I was getting started, I got kicked out.
Do you remember what my situation was?
Yes. One of your teachers felt that you excelled in history. So you were placed in an SIS history class.
That's Ms. Fernandez again.
And unfortunately, we are totally overcrowded. The SIS here at Curtis is very overcrowded. So that's why, unfortunately, kids who weren't in the SIS house had to go into a different history. That's what happened to you.
I got dropped from one SIS class because I wasn't officially in the program.
Hey, this is Jay. I'm in the front of Curtis High School. I got switched to mainstream. I got different books, which is garbage books. I got a different teacher. I'm not saying that the teacher was garbage, but...
The day I found out I was dropped from the SIS program, I had a why attitude, like, why are you doing this to me? I was mentally sick from the roller coaster. It brought me to the top, where I could see myself going to a good college, then, womp, it dropped me to the bottom, where I could see myself going nowhere.
I think I would be able to be in the SIS program if it wasn't so crowded. I think that I would be able to get a better education if the school wasn't crowded.
And I wasn't the only one this was happening to. My friend Lisa also got kicked out of the one SIS class she was in.
We're in the library, so I had to whisper.
I tried talking to my SIS teacher, Mr. Danza, and he said he'll try to take care of it, but nothing ever happened, so...
Nothing happened, but on a website about my school, it says we have the opportunity to achieve our fullest potential. This doesn't feel like an opportunity to me. There's this education expert from NYU, Joe McDonald. He told me he thinks schools that track students are sending the wrong message.
We know that some of you are going to go on to college and you're going to get an intellectually powerful education and you can get it at this school. We'll provide that. We know that some of the rest of you are never going to go to college, so we're going to give you a lower level kind of education. And that's the way the system was designed. And we've still got plenty of those high schools left in New York City.
There are ways that you can move from mainstream classes to the higher programs.
They would have to attain at least an 85 average, a cumulative 85 average, and get recommendations from their English teacher, their history teacher, their science teacher, all their academic subjects.
And by accident, I found one more way to get into the advanced program. Because of my mic and my big mouth, my principal, Mr. Cito, found out what happened to me and helped me get into the SIS program permanently this semester. He actually wrote on my class transfer form, "I want this done now." Now, I'm in an SIS homeroom, and in my SIS English class, I understand why Petruchio loves Catherine and William Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew. I'm also enjoying being back with Mr. Buxbaum in history, where I sit next to Lisa. After she heard what happened with me and Mr. Cito, she decided to have a big mouth too. But this story is for those who don't have a mic or a big mouth, and for those who are in school doing the right thing, but don't even know there's a better education out there because they've been in lower classes since they were 11 or 12. There is something better out there for you. So scream, bring out your parents, be noticeable. You have a chance to succeed, like me. For WNYC, I'm rookie reporter J. Meeta Jamita Haskell.